A solitary figure huddled on a San Francisco rooftop gazing over the city skyline. On a wintry afternoon, sitting above his North Beach apartment, he felt as if he were vibrating. He had taken half a tab of LSD, then wrapped himself in a blanket and gone up intent on spending the afternoon doing nothing in particular. Shaking from the chill and the chemical reaction, the man on the roof saw the world as if through a fisheye lens, and he realized that the tall buildings in the financial district weren't perfectly parallel. They diverged slightly. In his mind's eye, he rose above San Francisco, and the planet suddenly became as a glorious globe. Seeing Earth from space would transform the way we view our planet and ourselves, he realized. He spent the rest of the afternoon obsessing over how it would be possible to capture a photograph of the entire planet to bring home the point that all of humanity shared a single home. After a few hours, he headed downstairs, a question now in mind: why haven't we seen a photograph of the whole Earth yet? Today, Stuart Brand is largely known as the creator of the Whole Earth Catalog, a compendium of tools, books, and other intriguing ephemera that became a Bible for a generation of young Americans during the 1960s and 1970s. That, however, is only part of his legacy. Since then, in both small and large ways, he has reformed the way we look at the world. A quixotic intellectual troubadour, he has prosecuted a series of discrete visions united only by a potent sense of curiosity and a provocative optimism. Earlier, he played an instrumental role in the emergence of the 1960s American counterculture, which exploded upon the American scene in many ways and still resonates in the political and cultural battles taking place today. He was in the thick of the events that led to the modern environmental movement during the 1970s. At various times, he has dabbled in journalism, photography, activism, multimedia, social media, and business consulting. He has also been a provocateur. A member of Ken Kesey's band of Merry Pranksters, he helped light the spark that led to the Summer of Love and the San Francisco music scene. Among the first to catch wind of the significance of cyberspace and personal computing, in the 1980s he helped create an early online virtual community. Although he was largely an observer of the technical community that created Silicon Valley, his various ideas and crusades around the Whole Earth Catalog, which he created in the fall of 1968, foreshadow and resonate with the techno-utopian culture that the Valley spawned. He went on to rethink modern architecture from a biological perspective, and later publicly broke with the environmental movement over nuclear power and GMO food. Both as a young man and more recently, he first figuratively and then literally set out to play God, initially by making the claim that humans had the power of gods, and then, during the past decade, by creating an organization to save and restore endangered species with modern biotechnology. He has done it all from a single base, Northern California. The arc of his life helped to create a very particular California sensibility, a state of mind that has gone on to spread throughout the entire world.